The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, Lord Christ. At the time the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem, it was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
You may be seated. God gives his hardest challenges to his strongest warriors. God has a plan. Everything happens for a reason. Everyone has heard or said some of these common aphorisms at some point or another. They are everyone's go-to phrases when someone is down on their luck. About a year ago, I became very familiar with these types of phrases when I broke both of my wrists. Summer plans totally out the window, I was unable to dress, bathe, or feed myself, leaving me totally demoralized and helpless. I was affected both physically and mentally, and backed myself into a dark place where I found my own faith wavering. Why is this happening to me? I was angry with God. The outpouring of support that I received from my church family was exactly what I needed. I was touched by people's personal notes, inquiries, meals, and even the Sunday flowers from the altar guild delivered to my house, which in all honesty, my mom probably appreciated much more than I did. Today, it has become very apparent that we live in a society that takes to heart that seeing is believing. It is something that we are all guilty of, and a mantra that takes form in so many different places. We are a society that places an emphasis on tangible changes that we can see right before our eyes. We are hesitant to put faith in things that won't materialize right in front of us. Hesitant to put our faith in the Lord, especially when life doesn't appear to be going our way. It seems easy to put faith into those things that can be seen right in front of us, and on the flip side, even easier to cast away the things that aren't sure bets. This mantra has skewed the way in which we put faith in God, allowing doubt to cloud the unwavering faith that we put in God when going through times of adversity. Today's reading shows the Jews who had gathered around Jesus asking, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." The Jewish people during this time period were heavily persecuted for their religious faith. They were looking for a Messiah, someone to be their champion to deliver them from Roman rule. Their skepticism that Jesus was truly the Messiah allowed their belief to be eclipsed by doubt. Despite the miracles that Jesus had performed, he still finds that there were those who called his identity into question. Jesus replies, "I did tell you, but you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me, but you do not believe, because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me." What the Lord wants us to do is to believe and to put our faith in him based off of the works that he has done, whether or not we were there to experience them. He tells his followers, his sheep, that they know who he is, and if they follow him, they will have eternal life. At the same time, we need to realize that this message that Jesus is trying to convey does not fall solely to him, but to us as well. We as Christians must use our actions to convince other skeptics in the world to put their faith in the Lord during their own times of trial. Seeing is believing goes hand in hand with doubt. Doubt is something that everyone experiences in some form or another. It comes in the form of self-doubt, doubt of being unable to break an old habit, or doubt of God's presence in their lives. A kid doubts that they can make the game-winning shot, while an adult doubts that they've worked hard enough to receive the big promotion. An expecting mother doubts that they can get through the demanding stages of pregnancy. A high school senior doubts that they can get into the college of their dreams. Doubt is all around us, but the companion of doubt is faith. Without faith, doubt consumes us. However, without doubt, we may never be able to challenge our faith and find new paths that were otherwise never trodden upon. Along with the sentiment of seeing is believing, our doubt can be perpetuated in today's fast-moving society. When I was going through my own challenging times last summer, I didn't realize how meaningful the support from my church family was to my mental state. I had become numb to all the encouraging words that I would hear day in, day out. I was self-absorbed, angry, and doubting my faith. But being true members of God's flock, my fellow parishioners shined a light into my dark place with their own faith, and I was engulfed once again with God's love. This community of believers is indeed a part of God's flock, and I think a testament to that was all the reassurances and aphorisms I would hear each time I walked through the doors at All Saints. During my recovery, I couldn't necessarily see those changes that were happening daily, but I gradually allowed my faith to be put into God, and eventually I was able to cast aside any doubt. It was the actions of the believers of this church, rather than just their words, that are what sustained my faith in my time of doubt. Everyone has always known that actions speak louder than words, and in this case, it was no different. The strongest members of our flock are the ones who have gone through challenging times. They draw from their own experiences to help guide the ones that are in need. The best way to alleviate doubt is by doing good works in the name of Jesus. We need to continue being Jesus' sheep, listening to his voice and marveling in the works he has done. And in doing so, we will continue to be the type of community that takes action that will solidify the faith of others, being a church that truly loves like God loves. Amen.